BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Fun time blowing bubbles through a straw. Sounds naughty.
Gonna get married in a wibbly wobbly house.
BBC Radio.
One.
Turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
The one.
For the immature.
You're under a citizen's arrest. You are done.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. What we've learned is our Tune of the Week artist, Kim Petras, her fans are wild.
We should say as well, if any of them are listening to this podcast right now, and obviously you're going to hear what we're going to talk about in a bit, get in touch with us with like these over-the-top descriptions of how much you love Kim and the song. We love them.
I mean, people that love Kim really love Kim, as you're about to find out. It's the return of Funny Business. We just mustn't laugh. That's the only rules. And neither me or Chris met our partners on a dating app, but if we had, we wanted to find out if they would have swiped right for us. So, simple, just give them a call. It's really awkward. So, last night, our Tune of the Week artist, Kim Petras, sent a nice tweet to us both.
Yeah, this was so sound. It really made me smile, this, actually. I thought this was lovely. She tweeted, OMG, just heard that Scott Mills and Chris Stark are playing Icy on BBC Radio 1's Tune of the Week. This is incredible. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you in caps as well, so it's a definite thank you. So, because of that, a load of Kim Petras fans are now on our timeline,
yes,
replying to what she sent to us.
It's incredible. It sort of blocked up my timeline. I imagine it made a dent on your one.
It has, yeah.
And the replies are amazing. Okay. Like, some of the wording on them.
Right, so let's go through a couple of the... replies to Kim's tweet to us.
Sis, you deserve it. OMG, you are such a talent. And a visionary, honestly. Keep being the best, Mama.
I love it so much, Scott. It's like my timeline is just so much positivity.
I love
it. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Keep being the best, Mama. Here's another one.
I love you. You deserve the world. Please kick my face and run me over with a motorcycle.
These are great. Maybe the wrong voice to use for
it. Yeah, I think maybe. This is Tune of the Week, and it's brilliant. Icy, Kim Petras on Radio 1.
Never loved nobody harder.
Charlie from Southport says, I cannot get the song out of my head since you played it yesterday. I love this. Going straight on my playlist, says Peter. Does sound a bit like Starboy by The Weeknd.
Yeah, big song now though, isn't it?
Yes. Jamie in Tamworth loves it. Craig in the New Forest, also keen. Brad from Gloucestershire, that was Kim Petras and Icy. She has a certain type of fan.
Please kick my face and run me over with a motorcycle.
Just some of the... some of the replies we got to Kim's tweet to us saying thanks for making me Tune of the Week yesterday.
Can we encourage this more? If you are a fan, you're listening to this right now, and you're tweeting both me and Scott, go more descriptive the better. Maybe yeah. we can do some more of these this week. I love it.
Do you want another one?
Yeah.
First of all, OMG. Second of all, more like Tune of the Century.
Nice.
They're very passionate fans.
Love it.
I'm going to be here in 2080 in my retirement home saying how I remember when I was the first person in the UK to stan 5-time Grammy winner Kim Petras.
Yes.
Scott Mills.
If you were listening yesterday, you'll know that Chris, he mentioned that his mother and father-in-law maybe should go on Where Do You Think They Were? Because...
Don't say this again.
Okay, what do they call it when they...
No, because they spoke to me about this, said shouldn't really talk about this.
Okay, so I didn't hear anything more. I know that you said yesterday that maybe they should come on and tell the story of your wife's conception, actually, on your poor wife, on Where Do You Think They Were. And then you got a thing saying typing, but we never found out what the message said. So what's happened since?
Well, I've apologised, and they are lovely people, but they do... call private time Tarzan and Jane time.
Okay, you've said it again.
And that's what annoyed them, was that I was talking about that on the show yesterday.
So has it been like text or WhatsApp, or has it been an actual person they've had a word?
It was a WhatsApp, and Yeah, and then everything else has come via my wife. You know, she's saying I shouldn't really talk about her parents on the show.
Fine.
And okay. Now we're doing it again. So why don't we do it?
Well, let's leave that there then. I just wanted to know what the update was.
There's no update.
Also, yesterday we were talking about if, let's say, you hadn't met your wife at my house, which you did.
Yeah.
And you met her on a dating app. Would she swipe right for you for yes?
It's a great question. We said we'd test this out today.
We are going to soon.
Scott Mills.
One. Scott, you know, yesterday we were talking about what would happen if we'd met the people that we're now with. And we're both in happy relationships, right? Well, I can speak for you on that front.
Yes, I
You're
am.
You're in a happy relationship, aren't you?
I very much am, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All good? Anything you want to discuss? Or
no, it's good. He, well, as was documented a lot on Radio 1, he moved in a week or so ago now.
Exactly.
And it's very good.
But it's lovely because you two met through friends, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And likewise, me and my now wife met through friends. We didn't really do the dating apps. I feel like I sort of missed out.
Didn't you first meet her at my house?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
And were you dressed as Lady Gaga?
I was, yes. Right. Yeah, but this is a whole different story, another time.
That's for another time, but that definitely
happened.
It's true, right,
yeah.
Okay.
I was off to a bad start in the first instance, and often I look back on those days and wonder how it would have played out if we'd both been on dating apps.
Mm.
And I think a lot of couples have this, where they've maybe met at work or through friends or they've met at college or whatever, and they haven't gone through the same route of doing Tinder or any of those other ones.
Mm.
And we said yesterday on the show, it'd be good to find out what would have happened. Like, maybe we call my wife and just say, you know, be honest here. Would you have gone for Chris if he'd popped up on one of those dating apps?
This feels risky to me.
I'd forgotten about this until someone mentioned it just before the show, but I'm willing to give it a go for the sake of science.
Okay.
I do, however, think it might backfire on me a little bit, this, because I think I know the answer.
What do you think the answer will be?
I think, in all honesty, I think there are certain good pictures of me that I could put up, but I think she liked me more when she got to know me.
Yeah. And the thing is, you're a great guy.
Yeah, thank you, but...
No, but I think that the personality element would have pushed you over the line there.
I think it bumped me up a couple of points.
Oh, 100%.
Because I think I'm sort of a 6 out of 10 in looks, but then I like to think I'm a nice enough guy that maybe that's got me up to a 7.5.
Would agree with you. Shall we?
See, I was hoping you'd step in there at this point and go, no, you're a really good-looking guy.
No, I totally agree with you.
Well, you can't just say that. I'm a good-looking guy. Or...
No, you are a good-looking guy. But I think that to...
Where are you going with it?
To attain someone like Rhea...
Yeah.
Like, I think that she would have had to get to know you and it wouldn't have just been a picture.
Yeah.
That's not an offensive thing.
It's not. And this is absolutely fine. It might sound incredibly superficial, this, but that's kind of what we're saying here. And Tinder is that.
It is.
Actually, because you are judging on pictures.
Right.
There.
Only. And I'm saying that personality won the race for you.
I agree. And actually, it is the most important thing, as everyone keeps telling me.
Right.
Someone needs to make a dating app, you know, a sort of a Bumble or the Fish or whatever. Like
Hinge.
Hinge, that's yeah, one. I like the name of that, but it's but for just personality, I don't know if it exists.
Well, should we give her a call then?
Yeah, I'm willing to do this and see what would happen. What I haven't said to you is, would you be willing to do the same? Well, let's hold that thought for a second. Let's see how this plays out.
Okay.
So you're going to call her there.
Doing it now.
Oh, straight in.
Hello.
Hello, it's me.
Hiya.
I'm just on the radio at the moment, so don't swear or anything. You're on.
Okay.
Yeah, you're at work. You got a second?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, quickly, though.
Really quick question. All right. If we were to have met on a dating app, right, so let's say my picture just popped up and you didn't know me or anything like that, didn't know you, but my picture just popped up, and you can be honest with this, I won't hold it against you. Would you have swiped right?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Ah. All right, okay. Well, I said be honest. All right, then. I'll speak to you in a bit.
All right. Okay. Bye, then.
Bye.
Bye.
And she's gone.
Yeah.
Is that what you were expecting?
Yeah, it's kind of what I feared would happen in this situation.
Like I said, I
think it's the honest truth there, isn't it?
Personality wins every time.
It has got me thinking, though, what would happen with you and your boyfriend if we were to give it a go?
I think I know the answer also.
Will you let me do this? Well, let's do
right,
it.
You've done it, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're be
doing,
fair with
we're,
this.
We'll do it next.
Scott Mills.
Scott, I messaged a girl on a dating app. She never got back to me. Ended up meeting her in real life at the gym in a spin class. We get married this Friday.
There you go.
There we are. She admits my personality won.
Exactly.
Right, this is great news. This is great. You should do this every day. With different couples ringing their partner and see what they say. You can call it Total Swipe Out.
Yes, brilliant. Well done, everyone.
See? Also, we've got this guy in his van, Mike in Basingstoke, saying, could you maybe give us a little cringe warning before you do something like that again? All right.
BBC Radio 1.
You join us in the middle of a very awkward experiment where Chris has just called his wife to ask if they had been on dating apps, would she have swiped right for yes, based purely on the picture? And it was a no for her.
It was a no. That's cool. That's just being honest, right? And that's the thing. Most dating apps are quite superficial. They're judged on pictures.
Exactly.
You know, and just that.
Yes, and it can be, like, you know, pictures change. I look completely different in some pictures to others.
No, you really do. It's incredible how you look in between different pictures. But
what do you mean by that?
No, I just mean you do look different in different pictures. But then I think everyone does. I reckon there'll be loads of people listening to this right now that have maybe met their boyfriend or girlfriend in ways that, you know, wasn't through a dating app, mates, work, whatever, and we'll be wondering this same question. What would have happened if this all played out on dating apps?
And if you'd like us to do the same for you, we'll get you on and we'll call your partner. If you didn't meet on a dating app, 81199, let us know.
That would be fun to do.
Right, we can do it later this week. Get in touch, 81199. If you met through friends or family or in a bar or whatever, not on a dating app, let me know. We'll call your partner and ask the question.
Okay, most importantly, though, I didn't really think we were going to do this, but I think now we call your boyfriend and...
I feel that he's been on a lot recently.
And ask him. He has. He's really starting to get on it.
It's not really for me.
It's great.
Okay, cool.
So you've obviously got his number.
Yeah, okay.
Obviously.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
There you go. Connect him.
So do you find it odd when you've been with someone for ages and their full name is still, like... Because from when you first met them, you haven't changed it? So it's like his full name is still, it's not just Sam, it's like the full name. And that's weird.
It is weird.
Because you don't change it.
But it should be slightly more friendly or a pet name.
Well, I don't have a pet name, but like what I'm saying is it's quite formal when it's someone you've been
with. Stop putting this off anyway.
Hello.
Hello, it's me.
You all right?
You all right?
Yeah, you.
On the radio, so don't say anything bad.
Oh.
Right, listen, quick question. If we, obviously we didn't, but if we had met on a dating app, right?
Yeah.
Would you have swiped right for me, which is a yes?
Which picture would have been showing, though?
What, you're saying it depends on the picture?
well, yeah, because if you were, like... a picture of you, I don't know, in your flare jeans or something, and a Taylor Swift t-shirt, then it'd probably be a left. But if you were wearing a nice jacket or something, it'd be right.
Right, so if it was me now, would you swipe right?
Yes, yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Really, on a dating app?
Well, yeah. As long as you put up a nice picture.
All right, cool.
But would you have swiped right for me, though?
Yeah. I saw pictures of you from years ago.
Good, well, yeah.
Anyway,
I've got all my pictures.
Yeah, all right, cool. Speaking of it.
Bye.
That was horrible.
That was the most incredibly awkward call I've heard any couple have in ages.
Yeah.
I thought mine was awkward.
It's because we met through friends, see? So I've known of him for ages before we even met. So I have, like, that sounded weird, but I have seen pictures of him for a long time.
I know, it was just the way you phrased it was a bit odd. Right at the beginning of that call as well, I've got to pull him up on this. I'm sure he said yellow.
Yellow.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, that was.
I've never heard him say yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow.
Sorry, I had to go to VAR on that one because...
The Scott Mills Daily.
The level of enthusiasm from both of our partners there on the phone to get to speak to us was great, wasn't it?
True. I think everyone got an insight there into just a normal call.
It was the 5:15
call. It was the 5:15 call, yeah.
What do you want for tea?
How's your day been? Yeah, you're going right. to pick it up?
Yeah,
all that.
I can get it if you want. Several people, including Lucy, saying, wow, feeling the love here, guys. most awkward conversation I've ever heard. It was, wasn't it, Andy? Yes, it was.
But so many people messaging in saying they met their boyfriend or their girlfriend in a way which didn't involve dating apps. And yeah. They're now fascinated to know what would have happened.
Yeah.
Total swipe out.
Message us, 81199. We can do the call with you. Katie Lou, just want to say how enthusiastic, if that's the right word, both your partners sound to be speaking to you both. Yeah, I know. Okay. Last week on Funny Business, we called these two places.
Good afternoon, Sticky Fingers.
Sorry, who am I speaking to?
This is Greg from Sticky Fingers.
Sticky Fingers or Stinky Fingers?
Sticky.
And then I called this place.
Good afternoon, three-way Lucy speaking.
Okay, more businesses with lol names coming up in 10 minutes.
Mills.
Okay, let's get into funny business. This relies on you, really, so keep sending them in. Even if it's when you're away, like when you're abroad and you see somewhere like that would be good for funny business. It's just companies with fun names. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Yeah, maybe you're having a bored moment at work and you want to help find these as well. It's quite a hard thing to find because you've just got to type in lots of rude words into, you know, those search things. And then what's really bad is you got to use it for legit reasons and up pops all the words that you've typed in.
Yeah.
I've had that before.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Okay, okay, so you know the rule, you can't laugh.
Yeah, you're going
both
first.
Both connect
today
to a funny business, can't laugh. That's yeah, the only thing.
I've got one for you.
I'm going first.
Okay, so I'm going to call the number for you now. Obviously, you don't know who it is, what company it is. Do not lol.
Good afternoon, Gaping Girls.
Hello.
Hello, Gaping Goose.
Am I hearing you right? I'm calling the Gaping Goose.
That's correct, sir. Gaping Goose and Gaffer for a public house.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Who came up with that name?
It will have been the gentleman that had a goose farm, I believe, about 200 years ago.
200 years ago?
I'm guessing it was many years ago.
'Cause it does sound like one, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, how may I help you?
Oh, yeah, no, sorry. What time are you open? You open now?
We're open now every day, 12-11.
And do you do food?
We don't do food. We're a traditional pub, wet-led. We just do drinks.
Are you the kind of pub that bans phones as well?
No, absolutely not. We only ban them on our quiz nights. Which is Sundays and Tuesdays. But you're welcome to use your phones if you want.
All right then. Well, I hope to come visit the Gaping Goose at some point.
Lovely, thank you. Just to let you know, sir, we do have special offers on at the weekend if you do have a lady friend.
Well, I hope to come visit the Gaping Goose at some point.
It'll be a pleasure to meet you, sir.
All right,
take care.
Thanks
now.
Thanks a lot. Cheers then.
Bye-bye.
Right.
Gone.
Wow.
Gaping okay. Goose.
Did you say we're wet lead?
Yeah.
We're wet lead. I've never heard that phrase before.
Yeah.
It means basically we don't do food, we're wet lead. That's an amazing phrase. You're a gaping goose.
Yeah, I'm still
You've
no
got
clearer.
A gaping goose.
This is what I was trying to ask her, is like, what actually is a gaping goose?
No, she's like, well, we're a traditional pub. Yeah, but what's a gaping goose?
Yeah.
What a friendly lady. If you've got a lady friend, bring her along.
It's rather presumptuous, actually. I do have a lady friend.
You do? Bring her along.
That I could bring along to the Gaping Goose.
What bit gapes of the goose?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway,
I'm over it.
Ready for your one?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready, though?
You can bring your lady friend.
Hello, Cobnobs.
Cobnobs?
Cobnobs.
Hello, Cobnobs.
How can I help?
I just wondered what you do down there at Cobnobs.
Ah, well, we do freshly made bats and we fill baguettes whichever way you want.
Oh, sounds spicy.
It could be spicy if you like.
Yeah. And just a quick question, which area are you in, by the way?
We're in Stratford-upon-Avon.
Yeah, you see, I've been around there before and, like, sometimes I don't find the food is quite enough for me. Do you know what I mean? Do yours like more substantial? I mean, how big are your baps?
We have big baps. We have small baps. hot baps, yeah. You know.
But the big baps, like how big are we talking? Like, can you give it to me in, like, I don't know, like inches or centimetres?
Inches and baps. I'd say 5 inch.
5 inches.
Would that be big enough?
I'm just ringing around various places in the area and checking and writing it down. So 5 inches for the baps.
Sure, yes.
Okay. Well, that would fit in my hand quite comfortably, wouldn't it?
Yes. It depends how big your hands are.
Oh, they're big, actually, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
5. I'm just trying to work that out. Yeah, I think that's about right. The cob is the roll, is it?
Yes, you've got the cob, yes, as the roll.
What's the knob?
Oh, you've got knobs of butter.
Oh, I got it. Cob knobs. Got it now. Good. What's your name then?
It's Harriet.
Harriet, really nice to speak to you. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Take care. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Gone.
I wasn't sure on the butter situation there as well. I was wondering about the name when I first saw it, like what actually is going on there, but it's good to get to the bottom of that.
I just want to try and ask different questions when I can, because we always like, where are you based? And so I wanted to get into the minutiae of the amount of inches.
Good word.
That they have on their baps. Mm. So yeah, good one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You ready for bangers?
I'm ready for bangers. Listen, I've got a massive, massive song today. Excited about this one.
Before that, I'd like to go back to last week on the show, on Thursday, where we spoke to a guy called Ryan. Do you remember Ryan?
Oh, legend.
No, we sat on the first date, and then she said to me, should we go away? So I said, yeah, let's go to Cyprus.
Wow, you two, like, it's no nonsense. That's like it.
Really fast work there, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, I've never had it so much in my life.
What? okay, cool.
I think...
What a legend.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hey, Nikki.
Hi.
Where are you in the UK?
I'm in Glasgow, or just outside it.
Amazing, I love Glasgow so much.
Oh, good.
What a good city. Right, what do you do?
I'm a dog walker.
Oh, professional, is it?
Yeah, it's my job, it's my business.
How many have you got on the go today?
I had 2 groups of 6 today.
It's chaos. Are they listening at the moment? I suppose you can't have the radio on in the
no,
background.
No, you know, fortunately I just dropped the last one off and then you were like, call for bangers. So I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I was going to say it's quite a relaxing job because you get to walk everywhere, but you've got 6 on the go at one time. Not relaxing, not to me.
It can be sometimes, and sometimes they just totally misbehave and it's chaos.
Yeah, how did you get into that?
I started about 7 years ago now, and it was someone I knew was looking for a dog walker, and I applied for the job, and I actually didn't get the job because I was too young to be put on the insurance, but after that I was like, oh, I really want to get into this, so I just started up myself.
Weirdly, I noticed this a lot, we get a lot of dog walkers listening to the show and listening to Radio 1 and getting in touch. I didn't realise how many dog walkers there are around the UK. There'll be a lot of them listening right now.
Yeah, there's tons now. Yeah, you guys actually phoned one on Funny Business, if you remember.
Yeah, we
did.
Right.
That was funny. I saw them driving about, and then you guys called them. I was like, no way.
You probably listen to us a lot on your headphones then with the dogs, right?
Not actually when I'm with the dogs, but I listen when I'm picking them all up and dropping them off. So I hear you guys pretty much every day.
Oh, no, you've got to take us for walkies as well.
Yeah, BBC Sounds.
Yeah, it's dead simple. Just get that app and then, yeah, we can be walkies as well.
Everywhere.
That'll be sending dogs wild everywhere right now.
Also, yeah, Nikki, I knew... someone told me it's your birthday today, so happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And we've got a special bespoke message here for you from Steph London to wish you the best.
Happy birthday to you.
Wow. Steph London there. Just
Steph London there.
Nikki, wow.
So special, thank you.
No worries. Okay, here's what I've got for you on bangers today. Oh, hang on. No, you go first.
All right. Massive song for me today, Nikki.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, come on, let's have it. It's a Tuesday. This could sound amazing. This is DMX, X Gon' Give It To Ya.
This is a good one.
Big song, but what have you got, Mills?
Well, if you pick mine today, I can give you a message from a happy birthday message, which has just arrived from Scarlett Moffat. Here's my choice, which is this. So me. Yes, Lasgo. What a banger.
You're trying to sway me.
I mean, Scarlett's waiting for you. You just got to say the word, you know?
I know. I'm always Team Chris, and it's always because Scott kind of is more like dancey, like pop kind of tunes.
That's
and
me,
Chris,
yeah.
like, pulls out the ones that you forgot about and the ones that you're like, oh, yeah. Like, one time you picked Green Day and I nearly died. I was so excited.
You didn't, but yeah.
So, I'm going to go for Chris.
What?
What? So you're happy to just bin off the message from Moffat? That's all good, yeah? Go with me.
That's really rude, isn't it? But I love Chris's song.
Yeah, well, then you have my song. It's your birthday. Don't worry about
That's
him.
That's all good. All right. I'll let Scarlett know.
Well, no, play her the Moffat message. Come on, it's her birthday.
Okay.
Happy birthday, lots of love, Scarlett. Kiss, kiss.
There Let's have it.
Oh, thank you.
Listen up for the one and only official Strictly Come Dancing podcast on BBC Sounds.
Will the judges please reveal their score?
It's Joe Sugg.
With me, Kim Winston here.
Get all of our thoughts on every episode.
So wonderful to watch you.
It's just second to none.
And some exclusive chats with the celebs and the professional dancers.
Dazzling.
Unforgettable.
And all the backstage gossip.
I've got a case of Strictly fever and it's contagious.
Keep dancing.
Strictly, the official podcast.
Make sure you subscribe on BBC Sounds.
Yeah, it's good, but I really wanted my choice today.
Yeah, I get that, but that's the name of the game, isn't it? It's bangers. One of us is going to win, one of us is going to lose.
Can I put mine in again tomorrow, please?
Tomorrow, straight in tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's a big song.
I love it.
The thing is, I know that brings back a lot of memories for you.
It just
like, you're personally invested with that song.
Just reminds me of a great time on Radio 1, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's a bit of emo camp pop dance.
I get it.
Hey, I've found loads of these now, look.
Hi, I'm Ollie Mers. Have a great birthday. Have a super day.
We could sell these off. There's like whole services that do these, aren't there?
Who else we got? Derulo, what's going on there?
Hello, it's Lewis Capaldi. Happy birthday.
Loads. So many.
It's Rita Ora here. Happy birthday.
Right, who was this for and what happened to them?
Hey there, it's Jason Derulo. I'm so sorry to hear what happened to you, but listen, happy birthday.
Yeah, let's use that one more. That's how confusing is that for someone?
That should be playing into Nikki just then.
Hey there, it's Jason Derulo. I'm so sorry to hear what happened to you, but listen, happy birthday.
That's like, the one. What do you mean? Why was that? Oh, I know what it was. It was when we used to do birthday messages for Where Do You Think They Were.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That makes sense now.
Scott Mills.
It's mad some stuff that we found in the system when we're looking for those happy birthday messages.
What else you found?
Well, you never normally hear these because, of course, things never go wrong on Radio 1. But we always record something in case they do. So this is for Big Weekend this year. Is this fine to play? I think it's fine.
Okay.
Right, so we do these in case there's a technical error or something happens. Right. Middlesbrough. Stuart Park. It was sounding amazing, wasn't it, Chris? But now you can't hear anything. And that's because something's gone wrong.
Yeah. It's sad, this, isn't it? This is something that we would have recorded just whilst we panic. The truth is, the reality of the situation is we're panicking right now and we're trying to fix it.
But we will return you to all the lols and live music as soon as someone fixes it here on Radio 1.
Sorry. Why doesn't anyone give any sort of direction with this? So if something's going wrong, that's what people hear on the radio.
Yeah, that's it. We do it for every event.
Scott Mills.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
It's back and it's bigger than ever. Tomorrow, one of the biggest stars in the actual world, Daniel Radcliffe, is playing Innuendo Bingo at 3 p.m. Set an alarm on your phone now. Do it now. I'm going to do it. A bit weird, because obviously I will know it's happening because it's my show. So.
No, but I see what you're trying to do there. You're trying to get everyone to join in and do the same. But yeah, why not? Let's make this a moment.
Let's all go to our alarms now, right? And just clock alarm.
What are we putting in there? Potter? Or
Potter. I'm putting Potter. And I'm putting 1,500
Wet
hours.
Potter.
Actually, I'm going to do myself a little reminder at 2:50. That's what I'm doing. So yeah. 1,450...
Exactly.
That
yeah,
will happen
nice.
Tomorrow, yeah.
And then you've got time to move to somewhere. Tomorrow is very much going to be wet lead.
It is going to be wet lead.
Yeah. We're going to, you know, he's going to be wet. Potter's getting wet. Daniel Radcliffe, obviously. I shouldn't just say Potter.
3 p.m. tomorrow. Set all the alarms. You don't want to miss this. Get it on the BBC Sounds app.
Yeah, download that now. Do some admin right now. Get the app ready. Then you're ready. Then you're ready to go.
You can listen for free wherever you are, so you don't have to be at home or in the car. Just have it out loud on your phone or put your headphones in. This is what happened last time Daniel Radcliffe played Innuendo Bingo.
Now, this is one of Caroline's greatest moments. We join her as she's playing Phil Collins' track, although she hasn't been paying much attention to the music by the sounds of it.
That's Phil Collins and Philip Bailey, Easy Lover. It's BBC WM 95.6. Do you know what? We've just had excitement in the studio. My light bulbs went. I've just had three men come in to change or to put the power back on. I'm going to blow them every day if I get those three back again. I tell you, that was scary.
He absolutely loved playing this game last time and he asked to do it again. Here's another clip from last time.
Now, I really hope this email didn't come with any photos attached.
It's a lovely spring day, says Nobby Clark of Huddersfield. Sun shining, birds singing. I'm going to clear out my back passage and get some flowers.
The incredible Terry Wogan.
Legend.
So,
but here's the thing, Scott. Let's make this a real moment. You know, if you want, be that noise on the back of a bus playing it out loud on your phone. In fact, treat the bus. You know, they'll love this.
Set all the alarms. That's not an alarm on a phone. For tomorrow.
Witness the wetness. Innuendo bingo.
This is big. Tomorrow, tell everyone you know.
Spread it.
Spread it. Daniel Radcliffe, 3 p.m. tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Neither me or Chris met our partners on a dating app, but if we had have done, we wanted to find out earlier if they would have swiped right for us, which is a yes, or would it have been a straight left bind? So we each called our partners.
It was a horrible experiment, this.
If you missed this earlier, this is what happened when I called mine. If we, obviously we didn't, but if we had met on a dating app, right, would you have swiped right for me, which is a yes?
Which picture would have been showing, though?
What you're saying, it depends on the picture.
Well, yeah, because if you had, like, a picture of you, I don't know, in your flare jeans or something. And
right, so if it was me now, would you swipe right?
Yes, yeah.
You would. Can I just point out, I don't own any flared jeans.
He's not
What's he talking about?
Well, that's clearly something he's seen you in. He's not happy with it.
He hasn't.
I put the video of the call that I then made to my wife on Instagram. Some of the comments I'm getting is absolutely savage, man.
Here's the call that you made. Here's the call that you made.
If we were to have met on a dating app, right? So let's say my picture just popped up and you didn't know me or anything like that. Didn't know you, but my picture just popped up. And you can be honest with this. I won't hold it against you. Would you have swiped right?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Probably not. Ah. All right, okay. Probably not.
Yeah. Natalie, you heard this earlier, didn't you?
I did.
And it's got you thinking maybe you want to do the same, right?
Yeah, it'd be really interesting to find out what my other half would think.
Okay, how did you meet?
So we met for a friend 13 years ago, out on a night out, and then just kind of been up together ever since.
Yeah, okay, so you sort of missed out on the whole dating app phase by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Unless one of you's been on the sneaky.
Do you think...
I hope not. I haven't.
Do you think he would swipe right for you?
I actually don't think he would, if I'm honest.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
Things dating apps are so superficial. This is what we're saying about it. It's all about personality, really, but it's kind of interesting to know.
Yeah. Do you want to give it a go, maybe, on the show tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
Should we call him tomorrow?
Yeah, see what it does.
Right, I'll speak to you then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you remember we did actually do a Superfan Steve with David Guetta? It feels like a long time ago. It was last year.
Crazy that I barely remember this.
I think it was one of our first ones that we ever did. You know, when pop stars or actors, they meet Well, they meet their biggest fan. It's a nervous guy called Steve. It's actually Chris in the room next door.
Yeah, they think they're in a quiz against a super fan. However, I'm really the super fan. Yeah. I'm not really a super fan. I'm just an awkward guy called Steve.
But the quiz is about the celebrity, only Chris, or Steve, is next door and he's got all the answers written down, so generally he can answer first. This is what happened when we met Guetta. What year was David the music ambassador for the UEFA Euros?
Steve.
Oh my God, yes. I don't remember.
Okay.
Steve, 2016.
Yes, it's true.
How come you know so much, Steve?
I'm just a fan.
I love him. And I love how French he is.
Well, the idea of ça va bien? We did. J'ai 11 ans. I love her so much.
Let's get him back on. Scott Mills. We're back tomorrow from 1 for Bumble Oil Wednesday on BBC Radio 1. Get us on the move everywhere by downloading the BBC Sounds app on your phone.